Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 26th day of November, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I tell you the truth, I ain't got to look outside. But it can't be too bad, unless there's chemtrails, which it could be. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Thousands of additional migrants headed to U.S. border, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. Maybe. Let's see. Oh, man, one of those days.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same old south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Thousands of additional migrants headed to U.S. border. I mean, this is the same old bullshit. I was listening to the Trumper, Sir Donald, and he was talking about, you know, the rush on the border. We got that article coming up behind this one here, where they're rushing the border and everything. And he goes, there's just those bad guys. This is his fucking words, people. He said, we want the good ones in. We need the workers. We need the workers. It's like this whole big fucking lie of this goddamn booming economy and everybody. $16 an hour. We already talked about that, didn't we? Thousands of additional, this is from Breitbart, by the way. Thousands of additional migrants are expected to arrive in Tijuana, Mexico, to try to claim asylum at the U.S. border. The incoming migrants are in addition to the approximately 5,000 migrants who already have arrived in this border city during recent days. Gene Guerrero from KPBS first reported on the expected migrant arrivals after she spoke to a group who had just made their way to Tijuana, Baja California. The new migrants appear to be from a group of 200 who, according to Frontera Info, arrived at the border city after having been stranded for days in Mexicali. The Mexican news site reported that the group was primarily made up of young adult males. They just want to work. They just want every goddamn thing. The migrants said they felt betrayed by their compatriots who had told them that they would be allowed to enter the U.S. And that is what's going to happen. And all this thing is just a fucking production. We've went over it and over it. but it doesn't seem to matter anymore. And request asylum. The arrival of the new caravan comes just hours after a group of migrants tried to rush the U.S. border at the San Ysidro port of entry. As Breitbart News reported, the effort forced U.S. Customs and Border Protection to shut down the port of entry and establish barricades with federal officers in riot gear. U.S. Customs and Border Protection tweeted that Border Patrol agents were forced to fire tear gas into the crowds, and we're going to go into some of that too, because they talk about, oh, the poor children. If you're from any other country in the world, man, I tell you, they care about you here. Into the crowds as some of the migrants threw rocks. As Breitbart News reported, the growing number of migrants arriving in Tijuana has stretched the border's city resources thin, forcing the mayor to call the issue a humanitarian crisis and demand that the Mexican federal government provide the city with needed resources. They're going to, all going to, when that new president comes into effect, and here in a few days, you're going to see all this shit change. Make no mistake, guys. Here we'll talk about that tear gas. The U.S. agents fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants who tried to storm the border fence and force authorities to shut the crossing down. This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Migrants approaching the U.S. border from Mexico were enveloped with tear gas Sunday after a few tried to breach the fence separating the two countries. U.S. agents shot the gas, according to an Associated Press reporter on the scene. Children were screaming. They were screaming, guys, and they were coughing, and it was just mayhem. It makes me think back to, you know, 17 little children burned to death in Waco, Texas. Oh, those were Americans, and we don't give a shit about them. It's the invading army. That's it. You fucking MS-13 gang member, pick up a kid and run at the fucking border. And you don't dare. We don't do anything to these fucking foreigners. I mean, goddamn, the shit that goes on in this country day after day after day. The outrages like Kelly Thomas and James Boyd, Marion Curie. I mean, we could go on, and it's still going on. It just ain't being reported. Every day, Americans are fucking beaten down. They don't give a shit. I mean, the atrocities committed upon us. But, man, the children, they were screaming and coughing and mayhem. What the fuck are you doing up there with these people who are going to storm the border? Why'd you have them kids up there? What about when they, you know, in Seattle, when the Seattle riots for the, it was the World Trade thing, it was quite a few years ago, when they brought the anarchists in. Remember the anarchist guys? And they started all the trouble. And they didn't they tear gas some little, like a little baby in a goddamn stroller or something? Yeah, well, God, they shouldn't have brought the baby to the protest. That's what they said, shouldn't have brought that baby to the protest. Mexico vowed Sunday to deport about 500 migrants who tried to violently and illegally cross the U.S. border, according to the Mexican Interior Ministry in a statement. The statement added that that Mexican authorities had continued the protest at the crossing between Tijuana and San Diego, and that, despite heightened tensions there, Mexico would not send military forces to control the 7,417 migrants from a caravan currently amassed at the U.S.-Mexican border. And I'm thinking about all this, you know, right down there at San Diego, and right there, just like we said, you know, this is where all the coverage is, and like that's the only fucking place to cross the border. You haven't heard nothing about it. I mean, it was the meetup place was San Diego. Or do you think that maybe other ones might be doing the end run around because they got all the tear gas and all the cameras and all the Constantino wire and all the shit focused right there at San Diego while they're making the end run around? Honduran migrant Ana Zaguia, 23, said she saw migrants open a small hole in a concertina wire at a gap on the Mexican side of a levee, at which point U.S. agents fired tear gas at them. "We ran, but when you run, the gas asphyxiates you more," she told the AP while cradling her three-year-old daughter, Valerie, in her arms. Oh, we're hurting children. We got to just hand this fucking country. Come get what's mine. Come get what's yours. Just hand it over to these motherfuckers. You know, this is like somebody coming up to your goddamn door. Like I said, these are all fighting age men. You open your goddamn door. I want to come in your house. Well, you ain't coming in my house. Come on, go ahead, get out of here. No, I'm coming in your house. No, you're not coming in my house. Get the fuck out of here. No, I'm kaboom! What the fuck is, what's the question here? It all makes sense when you look at it the right way, though. Let's keep looking at it. We ran, but when you, okay, we did that. Mexico's Milenio TV also showed images of several migrants at the border trying to jump over the fence. Yards away on the U.S. side, shoppers streamed in and out of the outlet mall. They could see that fucking free Walmart. There it is! The legendary free Walmart. U.S. Border Patrol helicopters flew overhead while U.S. agents held vigil on foot beyond the wire fence in California. The Border Patrol office in San Diego said via Twitter that pedestrian crossings have been suspended at the San Ysidro port of entry at both east and west facilities. All northbound and southbound traffic was halted. Earlier Sunday, several hundred Central American migrants pushed past a blockade of Mexican police who were standing guard near the international border crossing. They appeared to be easily passed through them because they kind of helped them through without, you see, this is all a goddamn production. A production. Without using violence, and some of the migrants called on each other to remain peaceful. They convened the demonstration to try and to pressure. Now, if you come down here, now what's getting me here, people? Now, they came down, they've been told you ain't going to cross until you go through the goddamn, you're going to talk to somebody. I mean, if you believe any of this horse shit, which I don't. But you're going to talk to somebody. Why are they right up there against the fence, pushing on the fence? You're saying you got to wait 50 days. You're going to push on that fence for 50 fucking days. Is there another plan in the mist here? To try to pressure the U.S. to hear their asylum claims and carried hand-painted American and Honduran flags while chanting, "We are not criminals." Now listen here, people. This is what they're chanting. And then you've got to remember what Trump said just the other day. And I mean, the day before yesterday, I was listening to it in his speech. Maybe some of you heard it. We just wanted them, don't want them bad guys in here. We want the rest of them to come in. Remember, he was going to get rid of every frickin' one of them. Remember? What do they think? We have the memory of a head of cabbage? The memory span of a head of cabbage? We're going to get rid of every one of them, and then we'll selectively let people back in. And like I said, he said the other day, we want the rest in here. We just don't want those 500 bad guys. We want these zillions. We want this flood just like they had in Europe. We want them just caravan after caravan because we need the workers. Because, you know, you get $16 an hour for putting together cars now. That's a goddamn law. And we talked about that $16 and the petrodollar a couple of times now, haven't we? It is absolutely the equivalent of the $3.05, which was the minimum wage when Laura and I got married coming up on 40 years ago. So what you're really talking about as far as buying power, you're fuck, man, they've got it down to slave labor already, but they want more. Trump, he said, we need the work. Why do we need the workers? Oh, because everything's expanded. Why do we need to expand everything? Our generation, you told us, you know, we're overpopulating the planet. So our generation, we didn't replace our numbers. So why should we be having to exploit more of our resources to take care of fewer people that actually belong here? That actually own the shit that we're talking about here. This is so the internationals can get in here and get everything we've got as cheap as they can, get it hauled off and get it turned into shekels so they can put it on their mountains of gold. How about everybody just get the hell out of here that doesn't belong here? How well off would we be, people, even considering what has already been stolen, just not having them here sucking off us day to day? But this is what these son of a, and this is the plan, and they all fucking know it. Painted Honduran flags while chanting, we're not criminals. We are international workers. You see, this international workers want to cross that goddamn border to drive it down to you're working for a fucking Frijole and a bowl of beans a day, just like they do down in Honduras. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Henry. The phone line since you started has been pinging all over the place. A bunch of people have left comments.
I know it. I knew it was because when I went to hit my second button to play the music, it didn't start when it was supposed to, and I knew there was a problem. I'll tell you.
It's funny. You're coming over so clear right now, Henry. Right now.
Okay.
I can hear you perfect on the phone.
Okay, we'll just go with it then. We'll check it out late at the halftime mark here. But
okay.
At any rate, international workers. International. That's what they said. We're not criminals. We're not the criminals. The 500. You see, they already arrested them and took them back. The criminals. We're the 4,500 international workers coming in to drive down American wages and take some more of your fucking jobs. I mean, what? Am I missing something here? And then you have Trump. Yeah, like I said, day for yesterday it was when I'm listening to him. We want them in here. We need the workers. Is everybody out there doing so goddamn good that we need the workers because we're having a fire sale on the United States of America, on your natural resources? We need to get that oil out of the ground. We need to pump the wealth out of this country as cheaply and quickly as we can. That's why we need more workers. I've said it before. If this country belongs to the American nationals, why do we want to get rid of all of our assets? Hey man, just come take. I got a growth.
All callers are unmuted.
I've got a growth.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I've got a growth of old growth timber that belongs to me. This is like coming in and going, well, you know, shit. I've already cut the trees down and built my house here, and you know, I'm doing okay here, and I've got all these trees that belong to me. They've got to be cut down. Somebody's got to make money off of this. Chinaman, come here. Yeah. Can you get some Mexicans to come over here and cut down all these trees and haul them fuck out of here? This is how insane this is. And he said it. We need more workers. We need the workers. A second line of Mexican police carrying plastic riot shields stood guard outside of Mexican customs and immigration plaza. Mexico also vowed to deport about 500 migrants who tried to violently and illegally cross the U.S. border on Sunday, according to the Mexican Interior Ministry in a statement. And this is what I'm talking about. Well, we're not one of them. We're just one of these international workers coming here in this one world system because you people have built the best. Through the generations, through your intelligence, through your aptitude, you have built the most prosperous place. We want it. And why, hey man, you like my house better than yours? I guess come get it. Right? And Trumpy's all for it, people. He's telling you, remember what was his campaign promise? Every one of them has to leave. Every one of them has to leave. And not a one of them's left. It has been record crossings of the border since. And now he's telling you, even after these record crossings, well, what the hell was the difference between you and Obama? Because Obama said he was just after the bad dudes, too. That's the only ones you want. You want these 500, you have the 4,500, the rest of you. Come here. We need workers in here. These goddamn Americans are making $16 an hour. My business buddies, my international corporation business buddies, as a part of the American corporation, we need more workers so that we can get everybody down to a fucking bowl of beans and a Frioli a day. Excuse me. You know, well, I had some time on my hands because you guys know I had some shit I had to deal with. But, Mary had sent me a book. It's called The Birth of the Bill of Rights. Who sent it? Galen, I'm sorry. Galen sent it.
Henry?
Yes?
Okay, yeah, sorry to interrupt again. I went on YouTube to see if I could find that clip you're talking about, Trump saying we need the workers.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where you saw that?
I was listening to Fox Radio on the telephone.
Okay.
I mean, it's Fox. Go to Fox News.
Statement.
Go to Fox News, and okay. he made a speech on it. I think it was yesterday or the day before. You'll find it there.
Okay. That's insane. I mean, they're laying off like close to 15,000 people at GM. I mean, what
I know.
The hell is he? Oh my God. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to find this thing. I know I marked it. I can't believe I lost that quick. Give me just a second here, guys, to look. Oh, there, here it is. Where was the X on the page? I know I did something to identify it, but it's just the proof to the point. Everything we've said about these dirty, maniacal, son of a bitchin', aristocratic bastards, they said it themselves. I never could believe. Defects of the system. Why in the hell did it end up on that page there? Just give me a second, guys. If I can't find it, I'll go to something else here. But I really want it. There it is. Here it is. Here it is. All right, get ready. Now, this is the journal. They're talking about after the Declaration of Independence, each state, you know, went to their delegations. And, you know, they had state delegations before they had all of them got together to have the federal delegation there in Philadelphia and what might have you. But the New York Daily Advisor promised that the writer could speak about standing armies and juries without trial and extinguishing the liberty of speaking and printing and excise and all them things, as well as my betters, whose betters. I expect one of these days to be, the journal countered with a letter from one of the nobility. This is here in the United States. This is one of the, I think this is the New York delegation. This is when they were having, this is after 1776, okay? Now what you got to understand is when they got together with these delegations, when they were electing these representatives, you see, you had to be a freeholder. You had to own land. They admit in this book that 9 out of 10 of the people did not want none of this shit done. They didn't want no state aristocratic government. They did not want, everything was Bill of Rights. It was screaming for rights. They were screaming, and this book, if you read it, you'll see, God almighty, I thought it was just a thing, you know, they brought, we should need some rights. No, these people, I mean, it was a tooth and nail, savage ass fight to the end. To make sure, but listen to this. The journal countered with a letter from one of the nobility who claimed that the political creed of every Federalist included. Now, these are the Federalists. These are the people that wrote the Constitution off the Constitutions they'd already wrote. And this book shows where they wanted, we talk about the theocracies. Oh, man. There was a couple of them where, goddamn, if you weren't Presbyterian, you didn't have rights. You were going to pay a church tax. I mean, but this here, you got to hear this. Who claimed that the political creed of every Federalist included essentially of securing the rights of man, supremacy of aristocratic government, cowardice of Americans, hence a standing army, lack of a necessity for freedom of press or trial by jury. So what it was all of these guys, you know, they just came, what they got, what they wanted. Excuse me. What these Federalists wanted is exactly what they got when they put that fucking 14th Amendment in there. Now they are. What did they do? I mean, even when the 14th Amendment was enacted, the Bill of Rights impeded that you still had the common law courts. Everybody could still, litigate. You could, litigate to stop something. But what they said is you're going to be subject to the legislation of the state. So what they started legislating your goddamn rights away. Passing legislation that said, if we declare an emergency, we can just take everything away. Under the emergency, this is all corporate bullshit. Under the corporation, the illegally formed corporation in violation of the 9th article. And now, see, we're at the end game here. They want their fucking slave state. They want it to be like it was in the colonies. You know, the first part of this book, and I was reading it, they talk about, yeah, they had bills. People had rights in the colonies. You know, they had bills of rights. No, they had the English Bill of Rights, which was for freeholders. Everybody else was endangered. If you didn't own property, you didn't have no goddamn rights. And see, the Federalists outnumbered the Anti-Federalists outnumbered the Federalists by so much. I mean, it was the money. When they went to hold these conventions, you see all the small farmers, the people that own like 360, just regular folks, you know, family farms and shit. See, they were landholders, so they got to vote on delegates. So when this shit went down in 1776, well, we're going to hold a convention in Richmond. So, they, you know, all these guys, the majority that sent them were just fucking regular people. And so they outnumbered, and then they all show up right there, and then here come the aristocrats with their zillions of dollars and their god, the mammon, and to come in and to take over the goddamn state conventions and start dictating what they were going to be, that it was going to be an aristocracy. But then at the same time, when they count that, because the people were out there, and they called them, these people, subjects. If you weren't a freeholder, you were a subject to them at these goddamn conventions. And they talked about the fact that the only reason that the Federalists, you know, they could not match the accumulation, like I said, the small farmer, they couldn't match the enormous wealth, King's grants, these fuckers that they had, these Federalists. They couldn't match it, but what the fight all the way through this, through all those years, this is even when the war's fighting. Most of, like, a lot of the people that were out in the fucking field were fighting as subjects. So, I mean, this was just the people that owned the land, elected the delegates to go to these fucking conventions, and the most of them were fucking small farmers, because that's what most of the country is made up of. And so they actually had the more numbers. It's like what we said today, you know, it's our numbers against their fucking wealth that they stole from us. They had the numbers, but they also had the only thing that made it fucking happen at the end was that 9 out of 10 of the people said that they were not going to stand for a constitution, a federal constitution, unless it was prefaced before, in front of, was a Bill of Rights that guaranteed their absolute rights. And they have gotten rid of that. They've done exactly what the Federalists wanted what they told that Chronicle they wanted. An aristocratic goddamn state where you and I are subjects. And now they want people. See, we're too fucking uppity here. We actually think we're somebody. We think we got goddamn rights, and we don't. Because they already think they got rid of them with their illegal 14th Amendment. These son of a bitches of the, just like then. They are the few. We are the many. We could wipe their asses out in a day flat. And that's what should have happened back then. When the delegations, when they were doing all this shit, the men were in the field shooting goddamn British. The people were, the people whose rights that they were, this book, because when it was written, it was, you know, it was written in like the 60s, I think, 68 or something like that. But I looked online and you can get them, and read it. Get the goddamn book. It's called The Birth of the Bill of Rights, 1776 to 91. But read the book and you can see. I mean, they just absolutely, no! No, them commoners, son of a bitches, out there bleeding and killing the fucking British that actually started all this at Lexington Concord. No, God, there was no goddamn admiralty directing them what to do. They were just men that said, no, you ain't taking my fucking rights. Boom. No, we have to have an aristocracy. And by God, they got it with that 14th Amendment. A corporate fucking aristocracy was what they wanted from the get-go. The fucking Federalists got it. And all through the book, just like I told you. There's no need for a Bill of Rights. Look, read the goddamn Constitution. There's nothing in there we could ever use to get or harm you. You betcha. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Taking lives tonight, scorching, parching.
Servers are unmuted themselves. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This service is provided by FreeConferencing.com. There is no other participant in this conference. This conference is being recorded. Please announce yourself. This service is provided by FreeConferencing.com. There are two participants in this conference. This conference is being recorded. Please announce yourself.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time. Of course, that was a shotgun arrival in the 45 by JB and the Moonshine Band. We listened to it at the break, and if somebody's listening, tell me if that helped, if we fixed that. Hello? You got muted? I don't know. Does she have everybody muted? There's a caller there. I don't know how it sounds. I lost that damn list. Damn it. Everything's just going just peachy. All righty, I'm going to... Is it better?
Yes, it is.
All right, excellent. Okay, we were at the point now. We were talking about the delegations when they went to, to the different state delegations. And, oh, man, this book. I lost my book and I lost what? What? I can't hear. Well, leave it where it sounds good. Don't say nothing. Anyways, guys, what I was going to get at here, you know, you talk about the anti-federalists. Now, some of the anti-federalists, that was the thing that I found out with this book. You know, they weren't so concerned about the freedom of the individual. I mean, they what they wanted was their own goddamn little monarchies. They wanted that's what they wanted the states to become. Like I said, New York, you know, where you're going to pay a religious tax. I mean, the shit that's in there, it'd blow your mind. But the people like Patrick Henry, you know, there was just a few of them that were there saying, no, we're here for the natural rights. That's why the people rose up. That's what the goddamn war is for, is to get the so people can be free and have liberty. But had we not, you think about how it could have turned out. I mean, because you, you had, like in the one I was New York there, you know, you, if you were Catholic, you couldn't run for goddamn office. And, I mean, there was, I mean, it was just, there's so much bizarre shit. It, like I said, it's well worth to read. But you'd end up, you know, like over, what we'd ended up is like over at the middle, in the Middle East, with all these fucking different sects of religion, like the Sunni, the Shia, the Kharijji, the Sunni, Shia, Abadi, Kazma, and then we could have just fucking warred with each other, and that's kind of what they, some of those, like Jefferson, they were pushing it, they wanted that fucking strong government. Even old Georgie Washington. Let me see if I can find it here right, what old Georgie had to say. Let me see here. Oh, here's that paper. Here's the delegates. Now you had George Mason and Samuel Adams and Patrick Henry. They were talking about freedom. Thomas Jefferson and Gates and Monroe and these other people. The thing, what I'm trying to get across here is they wanted exactly what they got under the 14th Amendment. But it's only on a federal level. And now when you hear this, you know, the states grumbling back and forth, it's you know, these states' rights people. This is where I'm coming with this. These people who are pushing for, you know, like Ron Paul and the states' rights. They want those goddamn individual little monarchies, man. And none of them give a rat's ass. To them, we're subjects. You better get that through your head. They called us subjects at the fucking convention. If you did not own land, you didn't vote for who. You had nothing to do. If you did not weren't a landholder, you had not, and even if you were your brother, your fucking cousin, and your house was burned down, if you lost everything in that fucking war, you wouldn't have had a house unless you was renting it as a kind of sharecropper. But you had no.
Who's the author of that book?
Huh?
Who's the author of the book?
Let me look and see here for you, Katie. Laura looked it up online because I wanted to see if there was more of it. By Robert Allen Rutland, Rutland.
Thank you.
You betcha. And see, in the end of the book, you know, when they finally, it just goes on forever, just showing that, you know, the vicious fight to keep us from having any God, to keep us fucking subjects. They did not fucking want no free men in this goddamn country except for the rich landholders, just like it was before in the colonies. And like I said, you know, in the beginning of the book, it talks about the fact that you know, this is why the people rose up, because their rights, even as goddamn subjects under the English crown, were being shit on. They said, well, they had rights they were arbitrarily, you know, violated by the ruling elite, you know, the lords and shit, the ones that formed the colonial governments, the dirty church cabal, the Masonic dirty church cabal, just like they're you know, arbitrarily just fucking tossing our rights aside right now. No difference. And that's why they went out on Lexington Green and shot those sons of bitches right in the face. Same frickin' reason. Read the book, man. I mean, at the end of the book, because it was when it was written, you know, after the 14th Amendment and everything, and they talk about, you know, we've adjusted the right to bear arms and all this stuff, shit we know they can't do because of the Ninth Article. But the rest of the book, I mean, as far as the history of it, and then if you've read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, I mean, this gets into really good into the fights that were internal fights and what they were really fucking fighting for. And it wasn't you and me. Oh, incoming Mexican government, no deal to host U.S. asylum seekers. This is from AOL. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Mexico's incoming government denied a report Saturday that it plans to allow asylum seekers to wait in the country while their claims claims move through U.S. immigration courts, one of several options the Trump administration has been pursuing in negotiations for months. And every one of them that comes up there and asks for asylum is going to get let in because they are international workers being brought in here to bring us to the fucking right where they wanted us in the beginning, to subjugate us. I see the idea back then in 1868 when they did this, when they stuck that 14th Amendment. If they would have just went and said, you guys are all subjects now, They were there. Whatever. I mean, you still had guys well armed from the fucking Civil War, and the guy that's standing there, the Union guy who went and fought for the Republic and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and everything, he'd have been informed that you know what, you're a subject now. What we wanted you to be all along. And as far as, you know, what we're talking about here with them bringing in these international workers, we've talked about this. You know, the whole idea what they that they sold that phony Civil War to the people on was that they told the man in the North, you know, if slavery is allowed to spread into the free territories, that's what your fucking labor is worth. Your industrial thing, that industrial, but they, you know, they left out the part that, you know, it was cheaper because they had the people beaten down and so goddamn poor, and we're already treating them like goddamn slaves, that it was more expensive to keep a goddamn slave. Several, to their credit, said like several of the colonial conventions, like I said, there was not all bad people there. The only reason that we got what we got, I mean, the only reason we ended up with that piece of paper that's going to save our fucking asses is because of the small farmers, like my grandfather's. You know, they owned small farms. And a small farm then was 300 acres, you know. That was what family farm, 300-acre farm. But you owned land, so you were a stakeholder. That's what they call them today. That's why they're calling it going stakeholders. No, they're talking about people who own hold real property that is not being held in a straw man corporation like yours and mine and everybody else's. They're freeholders. They call them freeholders then. But that's what the stakeholders that they're trying to... It's the same fucking thing, identical. And we're in the same goddamn fight. Because they don't want you to have no fucking rights. It all belongs to them. They're an aristocracy. You ever wonder, you know, the king, the pauper and the king or something like that, where he changes clothes with he looks exactly, he's like the king's twin, and they trade clothes, and he wants to go out and see what it's like to be a poor son of a bitch, and then the poor guy, he gets to be king. Well, what the fuck is, what exactly is an aristocrat? It is a goddamn, it's secret societies. It's the Masonic Dirty Church Cabal, and the Masonic Dirty Church Cabal in that book, man, people, you can get it pretty cheap online. I mean, you get like that, the one that Galen sent me. It was an old book, and I wasn't even going to read it or anything, but I was in a bad way, so to speak. I couldn't do much any goddamn thing else, and I just happened to be laying there, and I started fingering through, and I started reading it, and I couldn't stop. I read the whole goddamn book. I was like, whoa. Now, that there explains a lot. Just forget about the end of it where they tell you about, you know, how the... after the 14th Amendment, they don't even mention, I don't think, but they talk about how they've changed the gun laws and all this stuff and what they've done, you know, and they try to make it all come out legit because that was they were trying to teach us even back in 1968. But the first part of the book, and I mean, three quarters, I mean, hell, more than that, all but the very last bit of the book, it shows you talk about a fucking fight. It was a vicious fight. And it finally came down. The anti-federalists, I always thought that the federalists, they outnumbered the anti-federalists is why, you know, it was so powerful and everything. No. No, the anti-federalists, they had all the small farmers. That's who sent the people like Patrick Henry to the goddamn delegations. And see, that's what they did. All those small farmers, it was said, you know, we're going to hold a delegation. We got to put us a government together here. But the only words coming out, you read the first part of the book. They weren't asking for no constitution. They wanted bills of rights, bills of rights, bills of rights. If that's what they were, the small farmers was because they knew that was what the goddamn fight was about, was their goddamn rights, their rights to be, to hold their land, to hold property. And it's still, even at that, the people who didn't own land, I guarantee you they had nothing to do with there being a constitution. They didn't have no say at all. They were still subjects. Until that goddamn, I'm telling you people right now, until that Bill of Rights was enacted in 1791, that we were still all subjects. That's what transformed us, the common man who didn't own land, from a subject to a goddamn free man with free man's rights. That's why I could go. That's why I tell you, I don't care if there's 1,000 Donald fucking Trump, 1,000 billionaires over there. Because of that document, I'm equal to each and every one of them as a person, or all of them put together. They seen it. as not a threat because they figured that they could just take it out like that. What they were figuring on doing what they're doing. And they knew that it could not get ratified, and some of the states held back ratification until that son of a bitch was guaranteed. It didn't come until 1791 and 1789, the Constitution was ratified. But there was some states that laid the condition, there will be a fucking Bill of Rights. And we ended up with the 10 articles. They had to go, and they, I mean, there was like some of the conventions, they had like 40. They wanted 40 in their Bill of Rights. I mean, there was a... It was just a mishmash of all these things coming together at this federal convention, and it was supposed to be actually for them to do what they wanted to do, which is make their own little goddamn monarchies, little kingdoms. And you were to be the subject. And the landholders, well, they would have been like they would have been lords like they are right now, corporate fucking lords, exactly what we have right now. They done it. And they done it with the 14th Amendment. All right, the asylum seekers here. Let's get back to this. U.S. immigration courts, one of several options the Trump administration has been pushing and negotiating for months. There is no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. They're coming in here. The international workers. This is why I listened to myself the other day. God damn, I stray off some minutes. I can't believe it, but I've been under, going through some shit. But, the reason that, you know, they told the northern man, you know, if you allow slavery to be, if you have to compete with slavery, you become a slave. And isn't this exactly what they're doing? If international workers coming in, if we're going to do this on an international basis, isn't there a part of this goddamn world, a whole big part of this world that's slave fucking labor? And if they can pump that slave labor at will into your goddamn country, it belongs to you, they can take everything that they've already declared it is theirs. When they formed their fraudulent corporation, it's assets of the corporation, and they want to maximize. I mean, putting us in the ground. I mean, we're expensive. We're expensive when we're not even working. Because hell, you know what? We own this son of a bitch, and they've held our property. They've held our inheritance in those goddamn straw man corporations since the day we were born. We should all be living wonderful lives, happy lives. These dirty, the same thieving, dirty son of a bitches. Read that book. Read that book. You will understand what I'm talking about. I want a fucking aristocrat. Somebody like Donald Trump, come up to me, and I want you to show me what makes you fucking better than me, you son of a bitch. Is it because you can whip me? Boom, boom, boom. I know it wasn't that. Just what the fuck is it? What makes you fucking royal and me fucking slave, you son of a bitch? Because that is how they're thinking. They think less of us than they do with these international workers coming in. It would be like the equivalent of bringing slaves from the south down into the north to start working the goddamn factories. You see what I'm saying? That's what we're looking at right here. To bring them in, you know, to bring slave labor in, and then goddamn, I guess I'm. Shit, but then, like I said, some of the delegations, they wanted to end the slavery. They said we cannot have a true Bill of Rights, which is something I've said. You know, you get a verification every once in a while, and the book was a verification of a lot of things. But that you cannot have a true Bill of Rights with a part of the population enslaved. You just can't do it. So when they, but did they really ever free and there was white people. I mean, when I talk about the indentured, it wasn't just black people. I bet there was as many white people endangered as there was black people. I would bet on it if the numbers could be searched out. But the bottom line is they weren't the freeholders. There was going to be a goddamn rule. What did we end up with? They tell us every week. We have the ruling class and we have the serving class. That means you have the master and the servant. Only one problem with that. By the Bill of Rights and by that war we fought. We fought for our goddamn freedoms and liberties. By that Bill of Rights, we are free, individual, sovereign nationals, on a par with the crown heads of Europe. And that's what they couldn't stand. They wanted to be on a par with the crown heads of Europe, and that's what the final negotiations were, probably after the War of 1812. They all went over there into the deep Masonic lodges, and they all got knighted and got their lordships given to them and everything and sent back over here to rule over us fucking subjects. I will not be a subject. You know what? You're in a country with about 300 million subjects, heavily fucking armed, and why we would take another fucking day of this ridiculous shit If they're like this thing, they're arguing back and forth. And this is what they did. When you see the book, if you read the book, you'll see that, you know, all the people, the fucking people and majority of the people who sent delegations, the small farmers, they wanted one fucking thing talked about. They wanted one thing. You're here to do this. It's called a Bill of Rights. Natural rights. We want the people to have their natural fucking rights. And just like right here now, you know, like we knew it, like when Trump, how did he get into office with his line of bullshit about, I'm going to throw every one of them out. You know, this is the chum, just like the Bill of Rights thing. And they get together, and what the fuck do they do? What are they doing? Are they doing what they said they was going to do? Because, like I said, that when you first start reading the book, you'll see that the delegates were sent for one reason only, a Bill of fucking Rights, to free the fucking people. That's what the shots were fired for. Oh, mercy. Okay, let's get down here a little bit more. The statement shared with the Associated Press said that future government principles, government's principal concern related to the migrants is their well-being while in Mexico. Sanchez said the government does not plan for Mexico to become a third safe country. So this is all just a game that they're playing. I don't know if Katie found it yet. She didn't. I'm going to find it. I'll put it up on the. I'll make sure it gets up on the site. Trump said it. We want the good ones in here. We need the workers. Because, man, I'll tell you what, you're assembling cars here for $16 an hour, which was starting goddamn minimum wage. I mean, you worked your ass off 7 days a week to have a little apartment and stuff for, like me and Laura, I did. I worked, you know, six or 7 days a week to have an apartment and have food. It was barely enough. It was minimum fucking wage. And it's exactly equivalent in the petrodollar to that $16. They want fucking slaves. They want fucking subjects. And I mean, I've heard the discussion on their programs. I've heard it mentioned a couple of times now. There's the people that they keep talking about these sovereign citizens, which I think was created by them. Because, I mean, a sovereign citizen is an oxymoron. And, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about here, none whatsoever. I'm not a sovereign citizen. I'm an American national. I'm free. I'm not a citizen. But the bottom line here is, they when they did the 14th Amendment, they knew exactly what they were saying in it. I can't believe people weren't reading it. You just did what if the people who would under, I guess most of them been dead by the time the Civil War and now all the killing and everything. Maybe anybody fucking smart enough to make the connection. Exactly what that 14th Amendment did was what these dirty pricks wanted to do at the convention. And they did not want, I mean, you talk about fighting something, they fought that Bill of Rights. They did not want their subjects to have equal rights to the aristocracy. Plain and simple. It's ate their ass ever since. It eats their ass right now when people like me get on the goddamn radio and talk about them. You lowlife piece of shit. Like I said, come up and show me what makes you fucking better than me. Are you smarter than me? Nope. Want to do an IQ test? I've done them. Want to play that? I got a pretty fucking bit high IQ, too, I'll tell you what. Do you want to do aptitude? Strength? What makes you fucking royal, you piece of fucking shit? What the twat you dropped out of? Some kind of a long line of fucking treachery that's gone on for 1,000 fucking years? If you're done, because I'm not going to be your subject. And the people are figuring out because you come to the point where you're having to start to call a subject and start to talk about your star chamber fucking courts that protect the crown, secret fucking courts with judges appointed by the crown when we were guaranteed the common law and that we are the authority. The people are the authority in this country. We do not bow to the government. The government fucking bows to us and the government does not have authority over us. We have authority over the government. Anyways, guys, that's enough rambling for one day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And if you can, get that book and read it. It'll dazzle you. And that is the Word from the Trenches.